Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
One of the lingering problems with free or reduced price lunch is the stigma it carries with it for students who have to prove they live in poverty to get a meal. That's why the federal government created a program for schools in high poverty areas where every student gets a free lunch. Last year, 48% of eligible schools participated, and this year it's 58%. Chris Duncan at the Commonwealth Institute says that's a positive trend.
And I think it shows the growing popularity of the program and schools learning about the increased benefits and reduced administrative burden on schools that participate. But despite this progress, there's still quite a number of schools that are eligible that are not participating.
But Claire Mansfield at No Kid Hungry Virginia says most of the high poverty schools have already signed up. And for schools with a lower rate of eligibility, it's a difficult balancing act.
The lower your eligibility for the program, the lower percentage of reimbursement you're going to receive. So that is why some schools at the lower ends of eligibility are not able to financially make it work.
Schools across Virginia are now facing the choice of whether they want to participate in the community eligibility program or not. The deadline is a month away. I'm Michael Pope.